learning about the first as well as the second paragraph of the Shema. We mentioned yesterday there was a difference between the first and second paragraph, specifically with regard to the statement of B'chol Me'odecha, which we did not find by the second paragraph. We discussed the significance of the difference between the two. Is the first paragraph is Lashon Yachid, singular, and the second paragraph is Lashon Rabim, communal. Based on the same theme, another fundamental difference in the structure of the first and second paragraph is the order. That it begins pretty similar, talking about how we're supposed to love Hashem with all our heart, with all our soul. And the first paragraph discusses first the idea of Vishinantum of Anecha, teaching your children Torah, or perhaps as Rashi states, it's your students. And then only afterwards it tells us the obligation of Ukshartem Lo'os Al Yodecha, the mitzvah of wearing the tefillin. However, if we look at the second paragraph, we find also the mitzvah of tefillin. Uksharetem osam l'os al yedchem, v'hoyil totafos v'enenechem. And then only afterwards is there the obligation of teaching Torah, v'ulimanetem osam espenechem udaber bo. The question is why? Why is it in the first paragraph we first have the idea of learning Torah, teaching it, and then only afterwards the tefillin, the way that we're supposed to act and what we're supposed to do in our normal daily routine. In the second paragraph, it says that first we wear the tefillin and then only afterwards the teaching of Torah. So there's perhaps many answers to this question. I'd like to present one based on this idea of the difference between Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabim. Now, when it comes to the first paragraph, it's talking about the individual. The individual who has the obligation of teaching Torah, and that includes, of course, to their children, in the event where a person may not have the ability to teach their children, they can send them to someone that has that ability, that is able to teach your child Torah, by sending them perhaps to a school, to a yeshiva. So when it comes to the obligation of teaching one's child on an individual level, we just want the child to be taught. We don't necessarily even have the concern of your own level of observance. And therefore, the first thing it's mentioned is the obligation of Vishinantum of Necha. Make sure that your child has a Torah education. And then afterwards, we can worry about you putting on the tefillin of Uksharetem. However, the second paragraph is talking about the community. The community, which is not just referring to me as an individual to make sure that my own child is learning, or myself, but rather, it's on the community to make sure that as a collective whole, that everyone is learning Torah, all the children are being properly educated. The question is, how can we ensure that there is, in fact, proper education? So the answer is the second paragraph. That first, it's necessary, ukshartem osam lo'os alidchem. First, we have to make sure that there's the tefillin, that people have their minds in the right place. And only afterwards, once they're able to construct based on their own proper Torah philosophy of Ukshartem, that they're wearing the tefillin, in turn afterwards is the ability v'limanatem osam, to be able to teach them. But to first try to teach them on a community level, but not to be able to have within yourself the Torah values, that's something which unfortunately would end up happening. Those children may be taught something which is opposite or counter to Torah belief and Torah philosophy. I'd like to share one last thought. Interesting Baal HaTurim, which one could ask, you know, in the Shemona Esrei, we have the first paragraph which discusses our Avos, the greatness of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And you would think the Shema perhaps should, on some level, mention our Avos as well, because, after all, it's such an incredibly powerful and important tefillah that you would think that our Avos, in some way, by emulating their actions, it could be found within the Shema. Says the Baal Turim that, yes, it's true, you can't actually find a way to understand the Shema is referring to our Avos of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. How do we see that? So the very first sentence of Izbiyahafta, right after the Shema, we say Yohavta, you're supposed to love Hashem. And it says the spelling of Yohavta, Vav Aleph Hey, Beis Suf, if you would switch around the letters and scramble them around, it's the same word as Ha'avos. Yohavta is the same letters as Ha'avos, our forefathers. Which means that if we would study the first sentence that we recite of V'yohavta Hashem Elokecha, V'chol levavcha, V'chol nafshecha, V'chol moedecha, three things, we could find something special about our avos. And the Baal HaTorim says that when it says V'chol levavcha, going in the proper order, that's referring to Avraham Avinu. That serving Hashem, we should serve Hashem with all of our heart, just as Avraham Avinu did. Shnemar, as he brings down the pasuk in Nehemia, which is familiar to us, as we'll see in a second, it says, "Umatzaso es levavo," and the pasuk continues, "Neman lefanecha," which is once we already have stood up toward the end of Pesuk Dezimra, we discuss and we recite in our tefillah the greatness of Avram Avinu, which we just read about at the end of Parshas Noach, that he went into the Urkazdin, that he went into this fiery furnace, and Hashem saved him. And it says, "Vahosesum yor kazdin," which we read, Hashem caused him that he didn't die there. The Santa Shimo Avraham umasasu es levavo neman lefanecha. You found his heart was faithful before you. So we find that the idea of b'chol levavcha is the greatness of trying to reach the level of Avraham Avinu. Then the next one is probably the most obvious, b'chol nafshecha. And we said, according to the words of Rabbi Akiva, what does it mean you have to serve Hashem with all of your soul? It means afil noitles nafshecha. Even if a person has to give up the ultimate sacrifice of giving one's life. And how could we see that this is connected to Yitzchak? Because we know, Shemasar nafshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was at an age of 37 willing to give his own life by the Akedas Yitzchak. And therefore we have to strive b'chol nafshecha to reach the level of Yitzchak Avinu. Finally, the chol moedecha, with all one's might, or as it's also been interpreted, the chol moedecha, with all your money, with all of your resources, is ki Yaakov. Dechsibbe, as it's written, the chol asher titen li aser asrenu loch, that he said that whatever you give to me, Hashem, I will make sure to give back to you 10%. I will tithe. And therefore, Yaakov was one who was able to focus on the greatness of utilizing his resources, his money, to be able to serve Hashem. And therefore, perhaps another thought we can have when we recite the Shema, that when it's V'yohavto and we say that we love Hashem, we have to strive to be like Ha'avos, like Avraham, who is B'chol Levavcha, who served Hashem with all of his heart, like Yitzchak, who served Hashem B'chol Nafshecha with all of his soul, and like Yaakov, who served Hashem B'chol Moedecha with all of his wealth.